Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on grief, depression, and the pathway to mental wellness, all the while nourishing my soul with the music and art of the late, great indie rock singer-songwriter, David Cloud Berman. How are you doing, motherfuckers? It's been a week, man. It's been quite the fucking week. Just when things seemed at their lowest, I managed to get levels lower. As I mentioned to you before, you know, that idea of hitting rock bottom and then finding a fucking pile driver or a what are they called? Jackhammer, you know? Not good. Not good. It was a bad week for JD. Very bad. Canceling plans willy-nilly. Not leaving the house. Not showering. It's ugly. The truth is ugly. I'm sorry. And everything sort of culminated. I haven't talked to my therapist in 3 weeks, and I don't talk to her until the 13th. So you're hearing this before the 13th, I believe, or you'll be hearing this after the 13th. So I will have talked to her when you've heard this by the next episode. If not the next episode, the one after that. So I should have talked to her by then. But that's just business. That's just logistics. You don't need to hear. You don't need to look in the trunk. Hey, get away from the fucking trunk. You don't need to look in there. It's better for us if you don't understand. So there's that. I saw my psychiatrist, though. I saw him this week. And basically, since I saw him last, you know, there's been a couple of things that have happened. I stopped working on that one podcast. And the event that went with it. The event happened on the 31st of August. The last episode aired on the 4th of September. And that was that. At around the same time, I got taken off of lithium. So JD's mood goes in the tank for a couple months. Who's to blame? I don't know. I don't fucking know. Who's to blame? Is it A? Is it B? Is it some sort of cocktail of the two? Is it the weather? The weather's starting to turn. Mornings, of which I enjoy immensely, are dark until 8 o'clock in the morning. It's horseshit. It's just horseshit. I gotta stop forgetting to drink coffee too. That reminds me. I didn't have a coffee today. Fuck. Now, I'm lucky. I could have a coffee at like 4 PM and it doesn't impact my sleep. You know, I usually have a Coca-Cola during, you know, on the weekends. I'll have a Coca-Cola around 4 o'clock. Does nothing. It's just that taste of Americana that I crave. So there's that. So I go in and I see my psychiatrist, and that's his question as well. He's like, should we put you back on lithium? And it's like, do I want to go back on lithium? Man, I was getting up to pee 3 times a night. I was drinking 6 liters of water a day, 7 liters of water a day, taking good care of those kidneys. And my dreams were spectacular. If you've ever been on lithium, was that your experience? Send me an email, jd@mediumalchemist.com. Yeah, I was baffled by that. My dreams were like the movie Inception. It was like there were dreams within dreams within dreams. They were art. They were fucking high art. If there was an Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences for dreams, I hate to tell you, but I'd have some fucking statues on my mantelpiece, okay? So just deal with that. He spent about a half hour with me, and he's only supposed to spend about 15 with me. Like, he's really just there to monitor meds, and I don't quite know. I don't quite know what a hospital's outpatient program should be like in an ideal world. That's something I should talk to my therapists about. What would that look like? Like, just, you know, sometimes we talk about random shit, and sometimes we get dark and dirty, and that's hard, man. Fuck. It's hard work. So something that's not hard work is, you know, pharmaceuticals, I suppose, I'll say. There's, you know, there's varying schools of thought on pharmaceuticals and big pharma and, you know, the way we treat mental illness. Some of it, I mean, dude, I had fucking electroconvulsive therapy. That just seems barbaric. I would do it again, though. If it made me better, I would fucking do it again. But, like, they literally put you under so they can give you a seizure. And they give you a seizure by shocking your brain. Jesus Christ. Yeah, so I'm on a new drug. I got put on a new mood stabilizer. It's, I don't know what it's called. I'll look it up for you next time. I've got to do some research on it. I'm happy because I think the lithium adjunct was good for me. I think it did perk me up, even though it was a low dose. I feel like I got something from it. So when it was taken away from me, that was, you know, that was tough. And it was coming at the same time that I stopped doing some work that I felt was sort of meaningful. You know, the work that I was doing was meaningful. We have a charity program named after the lead singer of the Tragically Hip, Gord Downie, and an indigenous child who tried to leave residential. You got to look it up, but it's called the Downie Wenjack Fund. And they do good work. And we supported them. So that was nice that we were able to do that. So I don't know. In the next few weeks, we'll document how things are coming along. It's good that I do this so that I can, like, I'm not on it right now. I haven't started taking it. I'll start taking it on Monday. And that's cool. And we'll see what gives. There's very low side effects on this drug. That just means it probably makes you cum green or something like that. I don't know. These things do fucking weird shit to your body. They do weird shit to your body. So there's that. Let's listen to some music. I see you gracefully swimming with the country club women in the greenwood side.
Southside Society pool. I love your amethyst eyes and your Protestant thighs. You're a shimmering socialite Jew. From the carbon dioxide riding academy to the children's crusade marching through the downtown. Well, I think I'd die, see, if you just said hi to me. When something breaks, it makes a beautiful sound. Sometimes I feel like I'm watching the world, and the world isn't watching me back. But when I see you, I'm in it too. The waves come in and the waves go back. And the kids in the core all covered in dirt, hot chest passing under the moon. My father came in from wherever he'd been and kicked my shit all over the room. All over the room. All over the room. Static and on your blue, blue jeans. What would you say if I asked you to run away? It's been done so many times, I hardly know what it means.
Everybody say it with me. Don't step on that shit, JD. Do not step on that shit. What a fucking tune, right? American Water is just a fabulous record. And Blue Arrangements is just another absolute monster on this record. If you love Jamie Malcolmus, you're going to fucking, you know, just die over this song. Malk did it solo a few times on, you know, solo tours, as it's mainly his voice. You know, it's easy to sort of see how he could do that, but just fantastic. Some great turns of phrase, as you know, we've come to expect at this point. You're a shimmering socialite jewel. When something breaks, it makes a beautiful sound. Jesus. There's just this whole stanza. Sometimes I feel like I'm watching the world and the world isn't watching me back. But when I see you, I'm in it too. The waves come in and the waves go back. Oh man, that reminds me of that Hunter S. Thompson bit talking about with the right set of eyes. And then, oh, I fucking love that. I should memorize that. That's something I should memorize. That would be a cool thing to memorize. So I could just throw that out every once in a while. I don't know if I'm even capable of memorizing things anymore. Speaking of ECT. So yeah, I don't know. Anyway, that's Blue Arrangements. And that's fucking spectacular stuff. If this is new to you, congratulations. You're getting some fucking great music in this second season of the Berman Project. We've got some good stuff still to come. So from this record and from others, great stuff, in fact. So stay tuned. Let's go to the poem. This one, as always, comes from Actual Air by David Berman, his work of poetry. And this one is called Nervous Ashers. Nervous Ashers. And it's a monster. It's paragraphs. So please bear with me as I recite Nervous Ashers. There were mountain huts full of smallpox strung out along the hillsides between Iscatawapaw and Morgan City, birds boiling up and out of freestanding chimneys under the routine advent of rainbows and chainsaws, the old sound of cheap labor rising and falling in the weather that was like frosted bank glass and advancing. There were heaps of tangled sawhorses and tripwire, vacant jaspers and wolframite mines, mounds of dead Ataris and scarred desk drawer Bibles scattered across those abandoned counties that lay inert as a rope. Hazel and Bobby lived together in an old slave shack I rented out of the upper fields. They cut Canadian thistle and picked slowberries off the blackthorn for a living, slashing their hands and bickering all day in the frayed heat, visiting me in the cool main house most evenings. We'd sit in rooms without ceilings, drinking White Hill whiskey under the recumbent stars, and Bobby, who loved to go on about things, would reminisce about his dead wife who'd contracted a disease from sleeping too close to the box fan. On Sundays, they wouldn't move a muscle. They'd just sit there like two piles of coins, quietly warming through the afternoon, then slowly cooling off over the evening. Bobby puts on his sound jacket. Shards of hospital bed are locked in the bass drum. Through the worn, dulcioid rafters, I can see birds flying over the practice room. The snare is stuffed with traffic tickets, and out the window there's my horse walking on the stream always behind schedule. There's a dust-mote hawk landing in slow-mo on my guitar. Hazel sang something about Ernest Worlds in Tullahoma, who'd had a dream about a cougar sleepwalking on Polk's grave and how that was bad luck for the region. Look, that look out the window are darkened, And those faces pass down the centuries that kickstart the rivers and grow like nerve endings in a coal cart until they're key cold and shoved through the death gate, a cattle folk set free, released into the dirt waves. And John and his father John trap Mink under the chain lightning in the libraries they've landed in, where all the talk about shadow-dappled paths is typeset, published, and poured into a break in the earth. Hazel murmured to no one in the room. You might think it was words and dark tickets as we began to play RMT in the swarming weather chart sundown. And it was. Outside, you'd still hear the music. Hear someone singing, actors dreaming got nowhere to say, see my sheet go walking, run and fly. And it would sound better from far away, like a faded sketch of a long-forgotten pacer at the downs. All the while, platinum ticks are dropping off trees like little Romans onto an auburn shower curtain half buried in the forest floor. Already gone were the golden days of easy credit, the days of approaching squat South Central skylines from underneath the ice-blue tides of the windshield, and five-cent war comets, howling saran yaps and careening school cords, all that was left looking like two lost eyeballs on the field of Spotsylvania, where a couple of black plastic knobs in the dirt, one for tone and one for rinse. The place is like a haunted turnpike closed down for years, where things still happen in the little turnoffs to the renowned teenagers that never came back. If you came in the day and you're lucky, you might catch yourself a nice photograph of two sweat bees fucking on a coke mirror. You might see my horse breaking across a white wine-colored clearing, or maybe hearing the old cords coming for no real reason out of sockets in the walls, because there's an answering machine clogged with ice deep in the courthouse mountains where he lived and died in the breach. That was a nervous Ashert. And like I told you, it's a monster. I'm going to take a little drink of water right now because my mouth is dry. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I got to sit with this one. I think I have to read it about 900 more times. And just sit with it. It's dense. It's really dense. It's a story. It's a short story, basically. But, you know, it's got the poetic convention so that it can come in and out of almost consciousness, like sort of. As paragraphs change, scenes change, situations change. Yeah, it's sort of fucked. Great words, some cool words. Escatawapa, that's fucking great, man. So that's what I got for you this week. I'll be back next week and the week after that, and we're going to keep listening to music and we're going to keep having a good time. So thanks for sticking it out with me and subscribing to season 2. Talk to you next week. Be cool, be well, stay hungry, stay foolish, and wash your goddamn hands.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right, I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project.
Duvra Podcasts and Such.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.